we bought like a household gift to ourselves, a family gift that people were going to, you know, everyone had expressed an interest in. We'd never been interested in buying one before. And then we thought, we'll do it.
An air fryer?
No, not an air fryer. Think bigger.
Gazebo.
Not a gazebo.
Perfectly
in the middle, a treadmill.
Okay.
For walking and running and all that kind of
stuff. That's what they're for, yeah.
Exactly, that's what they're for.
My brother-in-law uses it when he's on his meetings.
Oh,
so he
lovely.
Takes a meeting, but he'll be walking during the meeting.
That's a power move.
It is a power move, isn't it?
Yeah.
A lovely use of time also.
And he was on a meeting, the other day.
Yes.
And the person he was on the meeting with told him to stop using the treadmill because it was making him motion sickness.
That's a power move.
And that's a better power move.
Double power.
Sorry, can you just stop walking, please, for a moment? Oh.
Anyway.
Yeah.
It's going to arrive on the Monday, right? On the Monday, and then I check the details just to make sure I've got everything right.
Yeah.
It's perfectly legal to buy a treadmill these days. I'm not breaking any rules. So I decide to check, and in the meantime, between ordering it and it coming, they've dropped it in price by £200.
Ooh.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
They've done you there.
Oh, dear me, thought I.
Yeah.
But not to be outdone, I decided,
You cancelled the order, didn't you?
Cancel the order.
Oh! Cancel the treadmill.
Then, very quickly, reorder.
Counter-attack. And then you've made £200 that you can spend on something else.
Spend it on sweets and kebabs.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, I ring them up and I say, hey, I'd like to cancel this, please. And they say, no. And I
sorry.
Beg your pardon. And they said, it's just that it's kind of on its way. It's been loaded onto the van. And I said, so I can't cancel it.
Don't want it anymore.
And they said, you can't cancel it. What you can do is refuse delivery.
Yeah. Now,
this to me feels like a bridge too far. I can't refuse delivery.
Nah, you can.
So I said, well, can't you tell them not to deliver it? Can I refuse delivery?
It's out of our hands.
No, you've got to refuse delivery to the person delivering.
What, so the poor delivery man, rings your doorbell?
Yeah, so I'm nervous about refusing delivery, okay?
Yeah.
I'm practicing in a mirror and kind of going, I refuse delivery, sir.
I refuse
this.
On the day that it's been delivered, you should stand in your driveway with your hand in front of you.
Not in the name of the Lord.
Stop! You will not pass.
Yeah.
So the guy turns up and I say, apologetically, I go, I'm sorry, they told me to refuse delivery. So I'm blaming it on someone else.
He's
deflecting.
And he goes, oh, really? And I go, yeah. And then I have to spin a big story.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, it's just, it was going to be a gift. And you know how you give
something. It was a bad gift. It was a very badly thought out gift.
Passive aggressive gift, isn't it? But wait, I go, it was going to be a gift, but it's quite clear that they don't want it. And he goes, all right, fine. So off he goes, right? In the meantime, I've now ordered a treadmill.
Oh, no, you don't want to do that till the money's back in your account. But-